All right. So the first question I want to ask you is, you clearly have your father's talent for sure. But I do want to compliment you on doing your own thing. It's clear you have your own influences and your own style. So besides your father, is there anybody else who you take inspiration from in your music?
Well, coming up, Jackie Wilson, of course, was who caught my attention. I was also a kid who loved jazz. So John Coltrane and the Adderley Brothers and yeah, just influencing Johnny Guitar Watson, Bobby Bland, and yeah, a whole lot of people I was.
Absolutely. I was going to say, I see a little Jackie Wilson in your performances. You kind of have that same energy.
Yeah, that's what I would say, the energy.
Yeah. So you really didn't have an easy path to get to where you are today, in and out of prison. What did you do to kind of stop that cycle?
I bowed down. That's what I did. Mm-hmm. So it was not me. It was me that bowed down to someone that was stronger and that was able. Just uttering one word, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. I tried all the programs in Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, over there with Stymie of the Little Rascals. Can't think of her name. Eartha Kitt was there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Synanon. And went to all the expensive drug programs. The judge sent me to a program when I was, I don't know whether 17 or 18. She sent me to the program in Beverly Hills, Santa Monica. I think I told you Matt Beard of the Little Rascals was there.
Mm-hmm.
All of the programs, I did 7 years. They sent me 7 years in another rehabilitation center. But all of those things...
just wasn't working for you.
Just wasn't working for me until I called upon the name of Jesus, and that was in 1985 when I was incarcerated, and I was with some gang members in our little jail pod, and it was announced over the radio, not a radio, over the speaker, that services was being held at the chapel. So one of their gang members said, let's go to the chapel, might be some church women over there. And I said, well, I don't play with, you know, I don't do that. But anyway, they talked me into going and went over there. The lady didn't preach fire and brimstone. She just said, if you've tried everything and it didn't work, I know a savior. By the name of Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, got back up from the grave all by itself. He can do it. Tears begin to fall from my eyes. I laugh because I remember everybody thinking something is happening with John Lee.
Yeah.
And got up and gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it hasn't been easy. I was a preacher on the yard at Soledad Prison, a preacher on the yard at Tracy State Prison. I was a preacher. And was it difficult for me to get back out and follow that path? 5 years I followed it, and I fell back down. But the Bible says that a righteous man falls seven times and gets right back up. And I got back up. Nominated for a Grammy twice. That made my head swell.
I can imagine.
Yeah, Lifetime Achievement Award, wow. Bobby Bland, W.C. Handy, California. California Music Award, Traditional Album, and the devil say, look at you, boy, you rolling.
That's incredible. But, what a turnaround.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
And then I was married, and I did a television interview in Sacramento for promoting the festival and this other club in Sacramento called the Torch Club. And the advertising promoting the shows made, brought about large crowds to both venues, especially the little club that only held 100 people.
Wow.
The next day after the festival, and it was swelling. There was people around the corner, not around the corner, but down the streets. And it was so packed. Anyway, to make a long story short, violence broke out. God, I can hear his voice. This is not what I called you to do. You know?
Yeah.
So my lyrics, and I've never been back to that place again. I kept my style.
Mm-hmm.
I kept my style and my sound. As you heard it, I sent you two tracks.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, still my same. But I do not glorify the world or the devil.
Sure.
Me and my baby, and honey, where you want to go, and me and my baby got drunk last night. Oh, look at me. Look how I'm looking. I don't do that. I glorify the Lord Jesus Christ who created heaven and earth. That's me. And my dad wrote a song, him and Van Morrison, and it said, I'll never get out of these blues alive. And he was serious. He died in the blues. He died in the blues. Well, I'll never get out of this gospel alive, and I don't want to. No, that was a long answer, but
that's all right.
Anyway.
So you're a prison chaplain. So besides...
I'm a prison chaplain of one of the most notorious prisons in
what prison
California.
Is that?
Pelican Bay State Prison.
Wow. So can you tell me what that kind of entails? I'm kind of ignorant on it. I'm not sure what a prison chaplain does.
Well, we go in and we minister the gospel. And I'm just going to speak of me. I don't know. I'm sure others do the same. I saw others do the same. And then you have people just go in and, I don't know, just sit with the guys. And,
yeah.
But I go in and I minister. I minister. I preach. I teach. I pray, and I tell my story, and the guys, some know me, some have seen me on the street, some have been my crime partner, some have used drugs with me, and they see a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
That's my number one objective, is to be a model and show people through my life and transformation, what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. So that's what I do.
So you just kind of plant that seed of hope, like you said in an email with me. You just kind of plant that seed of hope, and then you watch that change in people.
Yeah,
that's something else.
Exactly. Go ahead. I'm listening.
That's all right. So my last question for you is, there's always been this deep connection with gospel and blues. Why do you think that is?
As I stated, I'm not a historian, but one part of history that I do know is that a lot of slaves were brought from Africa to Europe, to the United States, and they began to hum their emotions or what they felt. And they hummed those spiritual songs to the Lord God and said, Lord, help me get out of this situation. And When it began to get modernized, began to get modernized, and people start putting me and my baby to it.
Right.
Yeah.
You're kind of bringing back more of the traditional kind of early blues when it was more just about the gospel and the feeling and stuff like that, right?
I'm profound. Yeah. I don't know, but I'm making sure that the Lord Jesus Christ is glorified.
What was the best piece of advice that your dad ever gave you? Because I know you said you admire his work ethic.
Work ethics, work hard, treat everybody the same, regardless of nationality, ethnicity, sexuality.
Yeah.
Be kind to them, race, culture, traditions, just be kind to them. I learned that, not that he said it, I watched him. I watched him, and that's how that happened.
So it was more of his actions rather than him just sitting down and telling you anything, right?
Exactly. He didn't have it. he received it by the grace of God, you know. And you know, we weren't born with anything. We received it. And I understand when people say, "Wow, you got your dad's," but it came from God.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it originated. Absolutely. And what city are you in?
Humboldt, Iowa.
I don't need none of them, man.
We're about an hour and a half north of Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Yeah, Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay. If I'm ever down there, I'll give you a call, Sam. And you're on a radio station.
Yes, sir.
Cool, man. I sure will.
Well, thank you
so
much.
Come down there and hang out.
That'd be
fun. All right,
now,
you asked me a question about the songs.
Right,
yeah. That's your question, can you play them?
Right.
Yes, you can.
Wonderful.
And you need to say, this is the rough mix of the CD from Reverend John Lee Hooker Jr. on his CD, upcoming CD called Testify. Here it is.
I promise I will.
Yeah, you ought to kick that off with the link.
I will. Heck yeah.
And hit that link. All right, my brother. God bless you.
All right, John. Good luck with the move. Thank you, sir.